Good morning. My guest this morning is Ray Soper, the president of Pengrove Social Firemen. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning.
Speaking of firemen, we are going to be talking about two events coming up, one after the other, on July the 4th, which is a Saturday, starting
correct.
At 7 in the morning, the annual Rancho Adobe Fire Department Pancake Breakfast.
That's correct.
So that occurs right at the fire station.
At the fire station in Pengrove. It's put on by the Rancho Adobe Firefighters Association.
Uh-huh.
It's a great breakfast. They usually have a nice crowd, and the monies they raise goes towards benefiting them in medical equipment and
so is this the 25th or the 30th or?
Oh, gosh. No, it's more.
More than that.
More
right?
than that. It's probably about like a 38.
As if that's not enough. Boy, you guys are going to be busy that weekend.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the folks at the fire department, there's a few volunteers left, a lot of paid men and women, uh-huh. and they all belong to the association. So they'll probably start working around 5 in the morning, and they'll serve till 11, and then they got to clean up.
Okay, so the next day that's Sunday, the 5th.
Right.
Starting at 11 in the morning, the biggest little parade in Northern California.
That's correct.
Which starts where?
It'll start at the front of what is the post office and what was Pengrove Market and Super Burger. But that building burned about 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
And so it's in the process of figuring out what the landowner wants to do and what the county's going to permit to do. But it starts there. The judging stand is there. That person will explain each entry. And the judges are local, one from the Elks Lodge in Petaluma.
Uh-huh.
And our parade is folks. There's really not a theme, but we kind of go by America. But you're going to see kids with bicycles with crepe paper in the spokes to the Navi Petrolia marching band. So
the marching bands are great. Are we going to see kids on scooters? I would assume.
Absolutely.
That's
they,
absolutely.
They come on ponies. They come on scooters. They come on lawnmowers. I mean, it's kind of a funky little parade, but it has got a lot of notoriety since 1976.
Well, it's great that Sonoma County still has a number of local summertime parades because they seem to be vanishing from the world. And those are real parades. Overly organized ones just don't make it.
No, and ours is you're not going to see floats. You're going to see a farmer's trailer with some crepe paper around and some hay bales and 4-H kids on it. That's what you're going to see at Pengrove Parade.
Also, I note that Pengrove Park, also on Main Street, is kids' games with a slide and so
there's
on.
There's a slide there. There's kids' games. There's vendor booths. The Pengrove 4-H does a complete array of desserts that they sell there to raise money for their foundation. We also do what's called an old-fashioned pit beef. I learned to do this when I was probably 12 or 13, and we've carried that through. It's a very unique and unusual way to cook meat, and we have barbecue chicken and soft drinks in a bar and music by Charlie Baker.
Oh, great. So the 4th of July weekend. It's
a big deal.
Pengrove's where to go.
Yes.
Ray, thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it. Let's remind people once again, write this down. On Saturday the 4th, the pancake breakfast begins at 7 in the morning with all proceeds benefiting the Rancho Adobe Fire District. For information, a number 795-6011. The next day is the Pengrove Parade, the 39th annual. Biggest little parade in Northern California, starting at 11 in downtown Pengrove. For information, 794-1516. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti, NKRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.